KJAN Sports.
And good morning. Welcome in here to our Saturday morning coaches show on KJAN as we talk all things Atlantic sports. And we'll be speaking with Atlantic head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. We'll also hear from Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff a little bit later on here as well, as they're getting ready for that one-day John J. Harris wrestling tournament here today. And also hope to hear from Atlantic head girls basketball coach Dan Vargason as well. We'll take a quick break, come back and talk boys hoops after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any size pocketbook, as well as a complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call today, 781-2210. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability in serving all types of insurance needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rich or Ron today. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic has top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment in a clean atmosphere, plus private shower facilities and tanning. They're open 24/7 with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza.
And welcome back in here to our Saturday morning coaches show on KJN. We'll start off with boys basketball here for the Atlantic Trojans this morning as we're being joined by head coach Jeff Ebling. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Hey, no problem, Chris.
Well, a little bit weird. You got to wake up on a Saturday, not following a bus ride home on a Friday night.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to get some sleep on a Friday night and kind of relax. But, you know, it was nice change, I guess, for, you know, a little bit. But we're back to work this week, so.
Yeah. And another busy week coming up here for you. And, of course, with the change, though, some positive results coming out of that, moving on Thursday, as you boys played pretty well on Thursday night and kind of got off the schneid there, get one back in the W column, and played well against Clarinda.
Yeah, I mean, this seven-game skid that we had, I mean, it was hard on, you know, the boys, and, you know, we were close a few times. We were a few plays here and there, and, you know, having some of those previous games go the opposite way. So it was nice to get off, you know, that losing streak there. I thought the boys played extremely well on Thursday night. You know, everyone contributed in some way, whether it was rebounding, passing, you know, scoring some way, everyone impacted the game, and, you know, it was a good team win. And, you know, if there was one downfall, I guess it was our free throw shooting of being 13 of 28, but still winning by 13. You know, we just got to clean that up, and, you know, it just shows you can shoot under 50% from the foul line and still win by 13 points is, you know, a tribute to them and what they did offensively. So
yeah, I guess let's go back a little bit to talk about that game on Tuesday night against Kemper for folks that didn't get a chance to see that or, you know how that kind of came down. It was obviously came down to the wire. You had a late shot that they make to win the game. Like, talk about that sequence.
Yeah, we were down, 7 points, I think, with a minute 40 left. You know, a lot of high school teams at that point would see that, and they would probably, you know, like pull back a little bit. Our boys did not. We continued to preach, you know, keep attacking, you know, keep making plays. And we actually got it cut down to 1 point, I believe, with around 23 seconds left. And Tyler Mullen stole a pass on the press and went up and scored, and we took a one-point lead with about 20 seconds left. And Kemper called timeout. They set something up, and kid drove in, stepped through two of our guys and kind of threw an underhand shot up in there a little bit from about 5 feet out, and it rolled in. We inbounded the ball. We tried to get the ball off the floor as quick as possible. The gym was awfully loud at this point, and I could tell Chase was bringing the ball off the floor, Mullinex, and he looked like he was about ready, getting a little bit of trouble. I tried to call timeout. We weren't granted the timeout. I don't know if the ref didn't hear or whatever, which is understandable. And you know, we ended up losing by one there. But, you know, like I said, the boys played extremely hard. You could tell in their eyes just a level of disappointment. Like, you worked that hard to get back into it. We just didn't finish it. You know, but to give the boys credit, the very next day in practice, they came in and they were ready to roll. They were ready to work. They found out that we moved the game up a day. So, you know, you got to forget that one because we're playing a Clarinda team that has improved on the very next day, on Thursday. So, you know, it was a tough loss, but, you know, some of those games are going to be tight, especially hopefully you're hoping in postseason they're always tight like that. So you learn from it and then hopefully, you know, make the adjustments when it matters the most in the postseason.
So. Yeah, and like you said, good to see that response from them and turn around, of course, and play well against Clarinda on Thursday. So that's what you want to see. This has been a really tough stretch, obviously, for you. The schedule has not been kind to you. You're 7 out of 8 on the road. You finally get that to stop after a Monday night.
We finally have our last road game of this year already, you know, on the 21st here. We are going to Des Moines Lincoln on Monday. You know, 4A school, third biggest school in the state when you look at enrollment-wise. And, you know, I think they have just under 1,800 kids, and they're 9th or 11th, I think, Atlantic. I think we're at, like, 320. So it'll be a nice experience for the boys. It'll be, you know, we watch the film. We're just as good, and we can be just as competitive. So we're going in there with the mindset of, no, we're going in there to win this game. You know, we don't really care the size of the school, the size difference of that. It's the five guys on the floor who can execute better for 32 minutes. And, you know, they have some good players and things like that. Well, we do too. And so it'll be fun for them. They play in the Roundhouse at Lincoln, so it's kind of an arena style. You got the scoreboard in the middle of the ceiling coming down, and, you know, the hoops are not, you know, built up in the ceiling. They're actually the base hoops and bracket hoops. So it's going to be a pretty cool experience, I think, for these boys. And, you know, any chance you can play against some of the bigger schools, you got to take advantage of it. So
yeah, it's always good, I think, too, to get those different types of experiences when you're in a different atmosphere. You never know what you're going to run into when you do get into postseason play. So it always helps to have that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, sometimes you play in bigger gyms. The farther you go, you play in a lot bigger gyms, you know, in the postseason. And Lincoln was, we put out a feeler last summer of, you know, we needed to added a couple games, and Gilbert obviously was one that took us up on it, and Abraham Lincoln, they were, you know, another one that said, yeah, we'd like to play. And, you know, at the time I'm like, yeah, let's go play them and let's see what we can do. And, you know, I think it'll be a great decision for us. And, you know, like I said, I think the boys will enjoy the experience.
Well, and I guess talk about what that kind of a stretch at the end of the season now means when you're going to be at home for so long. You know, I guess, is there anything you do to, you know, make things a little bit different for that? It's, I guess you kind of maybe get into a comfort zone there for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're hoping that, you know, you have 6 home games at the end of the year. You can kind of get that flow going right before, you know, the postseason, playing with confidence. I think our district or sub-state assignments will come out next Friday. For 3A and 4A. So, you know, we're kind of anxious to see that, to see how that's going to work out and where we're, you know, who's going to be in our district sub-state areas. So it'll be, you know, nice. And then, you know, 6 home games, a lot of conference teams, and plus a good, you know, I think the top-ranked class team in Class 2A trainer coming into our place as well. So, you know, it'll be a nice little stretch there for us. And, you know, like we say, you take it one game at a time, you go out and compete hard, and you see what you can do. And, you know, the boys, even through the stretch, I mean, we were competing hard all the way through there. We had our lulls here and there like every other game. And, you know, we're getting better about kind of limiting those as much as possible. And, you know, hopefully we're turning the corner here. So we're kind of excited.
Yeah, and I think for folks maybe out there that haven't followed the team, you know, real closely throughout the year, and you just maybe glance and look at the record and you think, oh, geez, they're not having that great of a season. But, you know, at the same time, you've beaten a team that's up at the top of the conference earlier in the year. You've shown the potential that you know you can go out there and play with anybody.
Yeah, and the one thing, I mean, as a coaching staff, we all agree, we just need to be more consistent. And Thursday night, we were consistent. We were consistent offensively. We were consistent defensively. You know, we took care of the ball much better in that game than we did on Tuesday night. We just got to be, you know, more consistent. We shared the ball extremely well on Thursday night. I thought that was a big key for us as well. And the more you do that, the harder it is to game plan against you. We have 5 guys that can hurt you out there. If you game plan and say, we're not going to worry about this one, well, they can come up and get you pretty quick. So, you know, we're kind of a tough matchup for a lot of teams. And, you know, every head coach says this. Oh, well, what are we going to do to stop them? At the same time, I even tell myself, well, what are they going to do to stop us as well? Yeah. So, like I said, it'll be a great, I guess you can say, stretch here. Hopefully we'll be playing our best basketball come mid-February, and, you know, we'll see what happens then.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you coming in here this morning. Good luck here this week.
Hey, sounds great. Thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. We'll come back and talk some more with the girls basketball and wrestling on the way here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Medical Center, all physicians are residency trained and board certified by the American Academy of Family Practice, and they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors in Southwest Iowa. Brown's Auto Body, offering vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. They have several to choose from. Call Dana Cooper at Brown's Auto Body in Atlantic, 243-4610. Kappel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, grandparents, and if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Kappel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Perry's Window Service in Atlantic is your professional window cleaning service for commercial and residential windows. They've been serving Southwest Iowa since 1970. Give Perry's Window Service a call, 712-243-2440. Second Street Auto, specializing in engine transmission rebuilding and replacement. They offer complete AC service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. Second Street Auto on the west end of Second Street in Atlantic. And welcome back to our coach's show here this morning on KJN as we continue talking Atlantic sports. Now I'll talk girls basketball here with head coach Dan Vargason, fresh into the studios here this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, obviously, nice to pick up a win there on Thursday night against Clarinda. The gals, dealt with the way the game was. It wasn't much of a fun flow basketball game with all the fouls that were called and all the free throws that had to be shot, but the girls found a way to adjust to the way the game was and got the job done.
Yeah, and our girls are very good about not worrying about officiating, not worrying about those things they can't control. They know I'm going to, fight on their behalf. And not only that, but, we're just not going to get hung up on that and allow that to ever be an excuse. You have to adjust to the way that the game is going to be played, the game is going to be called, your opponent, officials, everything. And our girls did a good job of that. In the first half, there was a lot of basketball being played. There was good flow. Second half there wasn't, and we just started making free throws. There were some positions where our girls, you could tell, wanted to make a different play than they did, but chose not to stay out of even worse foul trouble than we were already in. It was good discipline by our girls to make the free throws and to try to adjust as the best as they could.
Well, and you talked about after the game on Thursday night, that has been a strength of your team, being able to step up to the foul line and make them.
Yeah, we're shooting 65%. That's leading the Hawkeye 10 right now in percentage. We've made almost 200 free throws on the season, if not 200 at this point. And we're seventh in Class 3A. Overall, we're shooting the ball very well. And, last night I was digging through some old notes and found Don Jenkins' record book. And we're approaching, we're up with the school record, 67% back when Don was coaching. And between then and now, no one's been above that percent. So we're only about 1.5% off from the school record. So, that says a lot about the work that our girls have been able to do this season from the line.
Well, and certainly you wanted to see on Thursday night how they were going to come out and respond. You had an opportunity there to pick up a win on Tuesday night against Kemper. It just didn't work out. Very close game. But they turned around and, turned that into motivation to play better on Thursday.
Yeah, the mental toughness there was tremendous from our girls. You know, that's a tough one. You know, that really sinks it for you. You know, even my stomach dropped, you know, after that Carroll game. You know, I felt terrible for the girls. You know, they led from start to all but 2 seconds left. And, you know, a girl recently back comes out and hits a three. You know, that's just not the most ideal thing. But, you know, that's a great life lesson. You know, we discussed in practice, you know, just off the basketball court, there's times, and, you know, things can be going really well and just one mistake and, you know, it totally changes the way things are. You know, so it was a good life lesson to apply outside of basketball. But then on the court, you know, it was also a great opportunity to see what kind of culture we've established. And our girls came out and battled. So that tells me that they bought into that mental side that they want to succeed. You know, and sometimes it can be tough when you're sitting at 1-13 to want to continue to battle. So, you know, that says a lot about the resiliency. You know, they're going to stick together and they're going to fight this thing out.
Yeah, and I guess it helps emphasize the importance of the entire game, you know, being important. That happens sometimes. So, yeah, like you said, that's the worst kind of the loss to take when you are leading the entire game. But it's until that final second ticks off that you get to secure that W up there. So, yeah, good to learn from that.
Yeah, you know, they learned an awful lot from it. And, you know, some of the girls, you could tell, felt a little guilty from a mistake that they had made in the last minute. You know, we discussed that it's a team thing. You know, it's a coaching thing. It's everybody together as one. It's not any one player's fault. You know, and I don't think anybody tried to blame each other. It was great to see the response. Kids trying to build each other back up.
Well, and a huge opportunity coming up for you here on Monday to take on a very good trainer squad, obviously a team that's perennially been very good, but an opportunity to go out there and have some fun on Monday night, see if you can compete there.
Yeah, you know, we talked about Friday night a little bit that, you know, we just get to go out and roll the dice and play basketball. You know, we have nothing to lose. You know, we're the 2-13 team and or 2-12 team, and they're the 15-0 team. You know, for us, it's go out and continue to improve. You know, we can just go out and play pressure-free basketball. We know that they're going to be in our face, that they're very physical. They're going to be defensively very aggressive. So we've got to be able to handle the pressure, be disciplined with the basketball. You know, they're only averaging, you know, they're averaging 59, but only allowing around 30, 35 a game. They've only been scored 40 points against 3 times this season. So it's going to be tough to get some points, but, you know, we're going to be able to let it loose and get some threes up and get to the rim and hopefully get back to the free throw line.
Well, and an opportunity for folks here in the area to come out and enjoy some seeing a good team come here to town and watch the girls compete against them. We hope that there's a good crowd for you on Monday.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in here talking about your squad. We wish you the best of luck here this next week and look forward to catching up with you again.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason. We'll be back with wrestling coach Tim Duff after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, the Butcher Shop in Atlantic, specializing in classic car restoration and custom paint designs. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, you name it, they'll paint it. The Butcher Shop, 243-2867, 110 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Present company in Audubon for all of your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop in to the Present Company at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. Farmers Lumber Company carries all types of building materials, including fence posts, lumber products, tools, and railroad ties. Stop in at Farmers Lumber Company on the west edge of Fontenelle on Highway 92.
And welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN as we talk all thing Atlantic sports. Now speaking with Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on. You know, we're pushing towards the end of the season. John J. Harris tournament going on this weekend. And with the weather, I'm going to cram everything into one day on Saturday. So that's going to be an interesting day Saturday. See what teams can get there. Hopefully we can make it to the tournament, see what the weather holds in store for us. But, you know, we're really trying to push and get better and get ready for the postseason. So hopefully we can get some competition in this weekend.
Well, you had an opportunity to be at home on Thursday night, picked up a couple of dual wins there over Glenwood and Clarinda. Your thoughts on how the boys competed there?
Yeah, you know, for us, Glenwood, Clarinda, you know, they're both right there in the middle of the pack in the Hawkeye 10, and really gave us an opportunity to come out and see, you know, how our kids would perform. We had a long road trip there last week and went up to Marion. I thought we competed real hard, finished in second place, just behind a pretty tough Williamsburg team. They were pretty solid and, just kind of outdistanced us there for first. But we were pretty pleased with the second place finish. Got to see a lot of different kids. Chase McLaren came out with the tournament championship, so that was nice to see for Chase. And Abram Moore, Kale Roller finished as runner-up there in Marion. And so we were pleased with that. And then we had seven guys going for third place. So we had a lot of guys in the backside that competed and scored back or scored bonus points for us coming back, trying to get back to that third place match. I think we went won four of those third place matches and lost three. So all in all, just a pretty okay day. We didn't do anything extraordinary, but I thought we won matches where we were probably slight favorites, and we lost a few matches that where we were probably just a little bit of an underdog. So hopefully we can improve on that. And then Thursday we came back. Hosted Glenwood, Clarinda, two more Hawkeye 10 duels for us. And the Glenwood duel started at 106, and we won all the way up to 170. So Glenwood didn't win a match until we got to 170. I think it was 45-0 at that point. So mathematically, the duel was already over. They couldn't come back and beat us with the last matches. And Glenwood probably outperformed us there at 70, 82, 95, heavyweights. Kale Roller picked up a pin for us at 220, but we were pretty pleased to get a win over a pretty solid Glenwood team. And then likewise against Clarinda, our little guys performed really well, and we had enough of a lead there before some of the upper weights, and Clarinda has some nice upper weights. But again, Kale Roller got another pin for us there at 220. So we were pleased with that, and that puts us 8-0 in Hawkeye 10 duels. 18-0 on the season in duels, so a tremendous duel season for us. We've still got three more duels next Thursday night. We travel down to East Mills, take on East Mills, Shenandoah, and Council of St. Albert. So, a couple more duels to go in the Hawkeye 10. Hopefully, if we come out and perform well next Thursday, we can claim our third straight Hawkeye 10 duel title. And that's something I told the guys to be real proud of as a team. The kids that have been on, all three of those teams. You look at Connor Pellett, Chase McLaren, our seniors up there that have been winning a bunch of matches. Our juniors, Kale Roller, Abram Moore, those guys have been on all three of those teams. And then our young kids, our freshmen, sophomores, they've been vital, especially our lightweights. We really take pride in the dual portion of the wrestling season. We think that really shows strength of your program. Can you put 14, can you fill all 14 weights? Can you put 14 guys out there that can compete night in, night out, regardless of injuries or, any kind of off-the-mat issues? Can you come out and battle every night and give yourself an opportunity to win duels? And so we're real proud of the fact that we've got an opportunity Thursday night to seal our third straight Hawkeye 10 dual crown.
Yeah, it's awesome to see your team in that position. Again here, Coach, certainly a great accomplishment, and hopefully you're able to polish it off next week. With the situation here this weekend, I guess what kind of challenges does a one-day condensed schedule there at the John Harris pose for your squad?
Yeah, well, I guess, number one, we'll see what teams can get there, see what the weather holds in store for us Saturday morning. Hopefully we can make our way down there and most of the 24 teams can get there so we can have a competitive tournament. I think when you're looking at the top teams, the Missouri Valley's probably the favorite on paper. They've got some really high-ranked kids. They've got a nice squad, real tough squad. Coach Jensen's done a tremendous job. They've been one of the best teams in the last 4 or 5 years in Southwest Iowa. You throw in a tough winter set squad. Coach Jensen, is really getting winter set back on solid footing, and he's pushing to to bring back, you know, Winterset to a dominant position, and they really look like they're improving. Their young kids are, you know, looking at their results, are really starting to come into their own, and they've got some, you know, nice juniors and seniors. And then you throw in a tough Creston squad, you know, they're always going to show up and compete. You know, you've got some good kids from Red Oak. You've got, you know, tremendous individual wrestlers coming from, you know, when you put 24 teams into one tournament, you're going to just see some outstanding individuals. And so, you know, we tell our kids we want to go and compete, and it's really a good indicator of, you know, where you stand going into the postseason. And so, and I think everybody in Southwest Iowa kind of looks to the John Harris as, at this point in the season, to see where you're at and you know, where you've got to get to.
Well, hopefully it all works out weather-wise for you, Coach. We wish you luck, and we thank you for your time.
All right, thanks for all the coverage, Chris.
All right, this is Atlantic Hem head wrestling coach Tim Duff back with more on our coaches' show in just a moment here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, fast friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Daryl's Place in Hamlin. iAssociates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
And that's going to wrap up our Saturday morning coaches show here this week on KJAN. We want to thank Atlantic head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling and Atlantic girls head basketball coach Dan Vargason, along with Atlantic Cam wrestling coach Tim Duff, for their time here this weekend. We'll be, of course, catching up with Atlantic boys swimming coach Dean Junker here as we continue on towards the end of their season as well. We wish them the best of luck as they continue action also. And good luck to all those teams. And we'll be speaking with those coaches coming up next week once again. 8:30, our coaches show next Saturday morning here on the station where your friends are.